Heinlein.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I was planning to continue along the lines of what is happening with in the Middle East with the Saudi Arabia and these Arab countries, Iran and Saudi Arabia now. With China's help, they're beginning to work out the differences between the Sunni and Shia factions of Islam. Very important. And I was going to discuss also what is happening in Ukraine and really, I'm going to just start here. And then I'm going to go to something that I have to talk about today. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., he made a comment. He stated, and this is what I've been discussing for the last 2 months roughly, the collapse of U.S. influence over Saudi Arabia and the kingdom's new alliances with China and Iran are painful emblems of the abject failure of the neocon strategy of maintaining U.S. global hegemony with aggressive projections of military power. China has displaced the American empire by deftly projecting instead economic power. The Ukraine war is the final collapse of the neocon short-lived American century. Project for a new American century. Remember PNAC? The coming American century. The neocon projects in Iraq and Ukraine have cost $8.1 trillion, hollowed out our middle class, made a laughingstock of U.S. military power and moral authority, pushed China and Russia, and this is where I have been for 6 weeks, into an invincible alliance. They've destroyed the dollar as the global currency, cost millions of lives, done nothing to advance democracy or win friendships or influence. Kennedy is absolutely correct. Now, I will say this, that Kennedy does not understand what has happened internationally and why he didn't discuss why these nations are they're not drifting away, they are being catapulted, forced to catapult out of the American economic hegemonic control system that has been in place, began in at the end of World War II, and was strengthened through the Trilateral Commission and the petrodollar being introduced as the way in which nations would trade using oil and American dollars. The nations and I have discussed this, do not want to be part of the world economic system that is being put in place in the United States and with U.S. corporations, non-governmental organizations, some of the European nations, some NATO nations, a system that has controlled the economies of the world for roughly 60 years. And Russia and China have given the nations an alternative, and they are gravitating to that alternative as quickly as possible. They know that if they don't collectively work together immediately, presently, that America is going to find a way to retaliate. And it's easier to retaliate against one, two, or three nations rather than a 50 or 60 nations simultaneously. This is where Kennedy is correct, but Kennedy doesn't see the big picture. Kennedy is a loyalist to the United States government, which we are loyal to America as it used to be. We are not loyal to most in America. Conservatives, patriots, etc., are not loyal to what has happened to this country and the power structure that is in place presently. Our loyalties are not to that power structure, has never been to that power structure. Our loyalties have been to the Constitution of this country, what the country is, what the country represented, but not to the hegemonic ambitions of powerful people that we don't know the names of. Some we do, most we don't. We'll be back.
Did you miss the Medicare annual enrollment deadline? Don't worry. You may have options to make changes to your plan. Are you planning to retire this year? Are you turning 65 in the next year? If you have questions about Medicare, give me a call, 970-515-6882, to chat or schedule a no-cost, no-obligation appointment. I don't offer every plan available in your area. Any information I provide is limited to those plans I do offer. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all your options.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
You may not think about your exterior paint on your home that often, but the truth is, it's the first line of defense to protecting your siding, trim, and everything else beneath that from the deteriorating effects of the weather. Sun, snow, moisture, wind, it all takes a toll. It's the biggest investment of your life, protect it. Paint is the first line of defense. Call me, Bucky, at Colorado Masterworks at 970-825-9305 for a free inspection, and if it's necessary, a free estimate. I'd be happy to help you out.
Howdy, this is Pastor Bruce Miller from Foothills Baptist Church. Resurrection Sunday is just around the corner, and we want to invite you to come worship our risen Savior with us Sunday, April 9th at Foothills Baptist Church, 9:30 a.m. We're located at 4000 West 22nd Street, just off Morning Drive on the west side of Loveland. That's 9:30 a.m., Resurrection Sunday at Foothills Baptist Church, 4000 West 22nd Street.
Yeah.
So it's important to understand what is happening with America's control, the ways in which we have controlled the nations economically, militarily. Economically is more powerful than militarily. Diplomatically, we, like with NATO, we have our America's armed forces in Europe. NATO is America's extension of our military. We don't need to recruit throughout the country. We don't need bodies. We don't need hands, arms. We don't need people. We don't need minds. You see, we have global armies already. We pay, like during the time that we were in Afghanistan, we were paying some of these Muslim people to be our allies to fight our war while we were there. And so we don't need, you know, right now, most of these young people, probably 50% at least, are not eligible for the military. We don't need them. America doesn't need them. We have new weapons now. We're creating robots. We're creating, I mean, literally, these mechanical apparatus that we don't need a human being. China, it's different. China does still use people, young men. So we, and the Bible does say that we would eventually begin to lose control internationally. We did. We had a time of 60 years where we controlled everything, 70 years. That time is over. China and Russia are bringing in a completely new global order. It is a global order through multipolar nations in response to the unipolar order that we've had for roughly 60 years. Russia and China have changed the game. They're making the rules internationally. So, that's one big thing. There's war in Ukraine. It is not not Cold War. It is war. America is at war with China. It isn't necessarily a Cold War. We are at war with the people's People's Army of China, with Xi Jinping. They made that clear 2 weeks ago in Moscow. American people, we don't quite understand it yet. We don't get it. Now, I told you that while we're watching what's happening in Ukraine, there is going to be war in the Middle East. I have stated that over and over. I continue to believe that. I know that. Now I'm going to read to you. I got this morning. See, there was a couple of days ago, there were some worshipers on the Temple Mount, and things got out of control, and the Israeli military had to move in and basically stop the worshipers in that Temple Mount area. It wasn't a group of Islamic individuals going there to worship. This was a hidden kind of an Arab plan on the Passover week to stir up problems. It has backfired. Now, I'm going to read out of Hal Turner News, the HalTurnerRadioShow.com. This was this morning. Israel is going to retaliate for rockets fired from Lebanon. Now, in response to the Israeli military having to go in and kind of quiet things down on Temple Mount, Lebanon, the militia, the Hezbollah, Hamas, I'm trying to remember which is the ruling terrorist group in Lebanon, They fired rockets from Lebanon. The Israeli attack, an Israeli attack is imminent and will be more forceful than typical. I have told you here recently, since Netanyahu was once again elected to be Prime Minister of Israel, Netanyahu is not going to back down. I have mentioned this. I have been firm on it. I'm continuing to be firm on it. Netanyahu is the man that the United States government, through via the CIA, is involved with trying to cause civil disobedience demonstrations in Israel today, to this day, this yesterday, week before yesterday, last week, 10 days ago. We're involved in that. And I had mentioned on the program 2 weeks ago that the United States is funding the protests. Now, the Israeli Foreign Ministry has instructed ambassadors to tell their host nations Israel will retaliate against Lebanon and will use serious force in doing so. Ambassadors around the world are now notifying their host governments of this coming retaliation. Jordanian Foreign Ministry, we are in a dangerous state of what is happening on the Lebanese border, is a reaction to what we witnessed at the Al-Aqsa Mosque. See, I told you, they're retaliating for, this was not a peaceful worshipers, no, this was a plan. They know that this is Israel's Passover. They know Israel is going to be in the state of worship to the whole nation at the same time. This was planned. Emergency meeting of Israeli cabinet ministers begins right now. The dilemma, too limited a response will be interpreted as weakness. Too strong a response will lead to war with Hezbollah. Multi-front response is expected in Gaza and Lebanon. So this is to the southwest in Gaza, along the Mediterranean, and north in Lebanon. All Israeli military all military leave has been canceled. I told you that Benjamin Netanyahu is not going to back down. I have another article, which I'm going to get to also. I have minutes, and I'm going to use these minutes to the best of my ability. These minutes, it's very important that you understand. There's going to be war in the Middle East, period. It's going to be. You can't stop it. It's in the Bible. It's in Psalm 83. This is a war in Psalm 83 that God said would take place in the decade before he returns, early in that final decade. And early in that final decade, Israel is going to destroy Damascus, is going to move in Lebanon, destroy the terrorists in Lebanon, in Syria, in present-day Jordan, and in the Gaza Strip, and in the West Bank. We're watching this take place right now. All military leave has been canceled. Now, China is concerned over the escalation of Palestinian-Israeli conflict. China should be. Saudi Arabia should be. Jordan should be. Egypt should be. America should be. Going on with the article. At least 30 rockets were fired from Lebanon. Five of them reached Israeli territory. The rest were shot down by the Iron Dome missile defense system. The discussion inside the Israeli cabinet meeting is deadly serious. All factions of the Knesset are offering their full support to the government for a harsh response. See, this, the United States, they have been trying to and want to and will continue to attempt to remove Benjamin Netanyahu as Prime Minister of Israel once again. This is a CIA operation. This is involved going beyond Joe Biden. This is going into the control apparatus of Barack Obama. You don't have to believe me. I'm just telling you the way it is. A harsh response. Israel is now preparing for several days of intense fighting. The IDF is, at this moment, presenting Israeli political leadership with several retaliation options. It is going to happen. Benjamin Netanyahu is not going to, back away. He's not going to. Now, I'll jump to another article briefly. This is out of Israeli news. IDF Chief Staff Herzi Halevi stated Wednesday, yesterday, that while security cooperation with the U.S. is beneficial, it is not essential, and Israel knows how to act on its own. What are they saying? At the same time, these riots these protests are going on the mosque area. Israel knows how to work alone in the face of any security challenge. They're saying something is coming. There's going to be a challenge. Israel is going to be challenged, but Israel knows how to respond. Continuing, but it is good to see the United States by our side, Halevi told Army Radio in a relatively rare interview. We know how to act alone. We are a sovereign country that reserves a right to make our own decisions and to act. What is he talking about, act? He's talking about Psalm 83, a war that Israel must fight that it has never been allowed to fight because of U.S., UN intervention. The United States has never allowed Israel to respond in a way to eliminate the terrorists in her region. The U.S. has always interfered. The UN, the nations, European nations, nations in the Middle East have always kept Israel from basically eliminating threats to her as a nation. But Psalm 83, King David wrote this and said that there would be a time when these enemies are in an uproar around Israel. They hate Israel, and they're going to take action. They're going to actually, there's a plan hidden. I told you about this a couple of months ago, that Hezbollah, Hamas, all of them, in Iran, in Lebanon, Syria, in Jordan, in the Gaza Strip, with other nations in the Middle East, are planning, they're working, there is a conspiracy to wait for the opportune moment to attack Israel. Benjamin Netanyahu, they cannot allow him to continue to stay prime minister, to be the prime minister, because they know Benjamin Netanyahu's attitude. He is going to take care of the threat. We are here. This is Psalm 83 for the Christian people in the audience, and for those that are not Christian, you get out, you go tonight to the Ramada Inn and get out the Bible in the light table and read Psalm 83. You can find the Bible there. Go to the Ramada Inn or a motel or a hotel and you'll have a Bible. We'll be back. Present Truth with Rodriguez.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Come join us, Naturally Inspired Health Summit, Real Solutions for Healthy Living, June 24th, 2023. Doors open at 9 a.m. Learn from experts on natural health. Meet local natural health care providers. Learn about farm to table. Learn how to grow your own food. Find solutions for chronic health issues and so much more. June 24th at the Ranch, Larimer County Fairgrounds and Events Complex. Visit our website for more information, naturallyinspiredhealthsummit.com.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 37.
Who are the people that tell you not to own gold? Bankers, Wall Street pinstripe bandits, and all the other debt pushers out there. They believe in endless money printing that taxes all of us in the form of inflation. Make sure your wealth is protected by calling the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now. So give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Hi, my name is Sam Cheshire. My wife Lisa and I own Build Design America in Longmont, Colorado. We've been in business for over 30 years, offering full-service flooring to Northern Colorado. A few years ago, we started into Kiva Studios. We offer full-service kitchen and bath remodeling, along with a design service. We're located in Longmont at 665 Frontage Road. Our phone number is 303-772-1202. And we also offer free design services. So give us a call, 303-772-1202.
Tune in Saturday mornings from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360, for the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Topic focus, guests from across the country, and answering your garden questions. That's Saturdays, 11 to noon. Catch the replay Sundays, 4 to 5 p.m.
Monday through Friday from 2 to 3, The Present Truth. Join me on Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Continuing with this article. Again, this is out of HalTurnerRadioShow.com. This is today. Northern airspace of Israel is closed to civilian traffic. Minister Israel Katz, member of the Political Security Cabinet in the main edition, says the situation calls for a tough response. The state of Lebanon bears the responsibility for what happens in its territory. South Lebanon residents should stay away from Hezbollah military sites, says the ex-intel chief. Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah. Now, this Hassan Nasrallah, he doesn't have much longer to be on this planet, I believe. He states he warns of a strong and swift response should there be any Zionist attacks on Lebanese soil. Well, there's going to be, and it's going to be swift, it's going to be thorough, and America's going to squawk, the UN, the nations in the Middle East, everybody, European nations, China. These nations are going to squawk. Russia's going to squawk. They're going to squeal. But you're not going to stop Israel. Psalm 83, God commands and demands that Israel protect herself from enemies. And God's response is, you are to protect yourself. And this is why Israel has, at this point, its military has never been as powerful, as equipped, and as competent as it is this very day. right today as I'm speaking to you. It is an athlete, you might say, that it is at peak performance. This is Israel. And they have a man that is going to, this man is brilliant, you know it, in many ways, more ways than you can imagine, but he is not going to, he's going to use this opportunity to respond and fulfill Psalm 83. All of these enemies are going to be destroyed. Damascus as a nation is going to be, as a city, the oldest city, one of the oldest cities in the Bible, is going to be completely destroyed. Syria, Hezbollah, Hamas, ISIS, ISIL, you name it, whatever they're called, they're going to be dealt with. And in the Gaza Strip, all of the terrorists in the Gaza Strip are going to be dealt with completely. And in present-day Jordan, the children of Ammon, Moab, and Edom, in the Bible here in Psalm 83, they are going to be completely neutralized. Israel is going to be so thorough. Damascus will be destroyed. Israel is going to take over, occupy, and increase her real estate double, because Israel is going to occupy present-day Jordan. The king of Jordan right now, he's in the final days of his kingdom. Jordan is going to become property of Israel. The article continues. So this Hassan Nasrallah, this man, listen to what I'm going to read to you now. This man doesn't have long on this earth. Israel has prepared an unprecedented target list in Lebanon. Unprecedented target list in Lebanon. IDF's response of today's rocket fire from Lebanese territory will be very powerful. According to the Lebanese paper, Al Akbar, UNIFIL troops of the UN peacekeeping force are reportedly vacating their positions near the Israeli border. These troops are bailing like rats off a ship, burning ship, a ship with nitroglycerin. Al Akbar, UNIFIL troops of the United Nations peacekeeping force are reportedly vacating their positions near the Israeli border. Israel has informed the UN. Israel has informed the United States. Israel has informed Saudi Arabia, Russia, China. They're going to be thorough in this conflict. They've had it. The public bomb shelters in all regions of Western Galilee have been opened. Concern in Israel, U.S. weapons. And remember, I mentioned this a couple of months ago. These weapons going into Ukraine, I believe, are going to end up in this war against Israel. Listen to this. U.S. weapons purchased from the Ukraine black markets and from Afghanistan may be used against Israel. Hezbollah already is moving Fatah 110 mobile launch missiles into striking position against Israel if it enters into a conflict with Lebanon. So right now, these mobile missile batteries are being moved along the border. Do you think Israel is going to care? No. Israel will take them out. Now, in Haifa, the biggest city in Israel, major city, that is nearest to Lebanon, these Grad MLRs range, they're within the range of these Grad MLRs, and Hezbollah has thousands of them. Israel, whatever Israel is going to do, it's going to be swift, thorough. They're not going to penetrate the Iron Dome. Israel has had time over the last 3-4 years to put everything in place and extra. Now, it does say here that the IDF will attack tonight in the Gaza Strip. In Lebanon is in response to the rocket launches toward, and will respond to these rocket launches that are aimed at Israel. So this is Thursday, the 6th of April. We're going to see what's going to happen overnight. We're going to see what happens through the weekend. Now, then you have this IDF chief, Herzi Halevi, and he said that we don't need U.S. cooperation. We don't need the United States to hold our hand. We don't need the United States to come to our rescue, to our aid. We don't need the United States. We can take care of ourselves, and they will. Israel is going to take care of herself. Benjamin Netanyahu is on record saying that he will do everything possible to protect Israel as a nation and to protect the people of Israel. And he meant it. He's going to do it. Psalm 83 is going to take place. It's going to come to pass. Is this the time? I believe we're right here at this fulfillment. Rick Rodriguez.
Friends, American farmers recently warned about coming food shortages. They're not going to be able to grow enough food this year because of off-the-chart fertilizer shortages. That means you need to stockpile emergency food by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button. They also have Alexapure gravity-fed water filters, emergency solar power banks, and countless other survival products. So stock up now through 1360khnc.com.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Hi, this is Riley with Saddle Up in Gilcrest, Colorado. We are a Western saddle and tack shop, and we carry all the tried and true cowboy and equine brands in the industry. We carry brands such as McCall, Martin, and Billy Cook. We also carry a variety of horse tack items like saddle pads, head stalls, and much more. Visit our website to check out our whole catalog or visit us in store, 303-772-7821. Again, 303-772-7821.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
And the reason I mentioned Psalm 83 is because the militaries of the world, the Pentagon, they study Bible prophecy. They don't know, and they don't know how to interpret Bible prophecy, but they do know that Bible prophecy, when it does come to pass, for example, Armageddon, they know that the world has been heading in the direction of Armageddon for the last 70 years, and it's speeding up. The momentum toward Armageddon has increased. You hit the top of the hill, and it takes a while to get a little momentum as you start to descend from on top of that hill, but as time goes on, you pick up speed, the momentum. Well, the United States military would be interested in Psalm 83, and I know they have studied it. Israel, they've studied it. And according to this psalm, it mentions all of the nations that are going to be involved when Israel takes out the enemies. To the north, Israel is going to take out the terrorist groups in Lebanon. And I don't have the time because of minutes. I only have minutes. I don't have hours to explain to you the intricacies of Psalm 83. But the terrorist groups in Lebanon are going to be dealt with severely, thoroughly. In Syria, they're going to be dealt with seriously, thoroughly, quickly. The city of Damascus is going to be completely eliminated from off of the face of the earth, like Sodom and Gomorrah. Then moving to the east in present day Jordan. There are the children of Lot, Moab, and Ammon. Ammon sitting to the northern part of present-day Jordan. Moab, Lot's son, the older boy, sat in the middle regions of present-day Lebanon. I'm sorry, of Jordan. And then to the south is Jacob's, you know the Bible history, Jacob's brother Esau. That's where his tribes live, southern part of Jordan. Israel is going to go in, and they're going to punish all the terrorist groups living in this whole region east of present-day Israel. There's going to be some of the enemies in southwestern Saudi Arabia are going to be dealt with. Then Egypt is not going to be involved in this conflict. Egypt's going to be neutral. Then you move to the southwest of Israel in the Gaza Strip. There is a prophecy in the book of Obadiah that talks specifically about the Philistines that live along the coast in southern Israel. All of the terrorist groups, compounds, depots are going to be destroyed in that area also. Within Israel, in the West Bank, all of the terrorist groups that are there living as peaceful, supposedly peaceful, assimilated Arab peoples into the Israeli society are going to be found out. They're going to be taken out and removed also. This war cannot be stopped. And in these verses in Psalm 83, the United States, they're going to protest, but they're not going to intervene. They may not like it, but they're not going to this time. They are not going to stop Benjamin Netanyahu from being thorough in this campaign against the terrorists that have afflicted, have continued to harass Israel, that have killed Israeli citizens. They're not going to be allowed to continue. Israel, very shortly, when this war is concluded, is going to be basically a nation that you don't need walls around. It's going to be a city of unwalled villages. There's going to be freedom because Benjamin Netanyahu, after the war is over, he's going to make sure that the adversary within, all of them, they also are going to be dealt with. So Israel is going to be a very safe place, and Israel is going to expand her real estate. Going to be expanded east of the Jordan River. So Israel is going to be a pretty good sized nation. Well, even in these articles with this IDF, this individual chief, he said that we don't need American to help us. We can fight our own wars, basically. And he also said that Iran is a nuclear threat, but he said Israel is ready for action, in Iran today. The IDF knows how to act in places far away. We also know how to act against threats at home, in the proximity, and in the nation. He said in the coming years, the IDF will greatly strengthen its capabilities against Iran. Despite the distance, our response will be overwhelming, he said. He said that he understands the clashes between the police and the Muslim worshippers at the Temple Mount. These worshippers were being directed by terrorist groups using women and children. That's the way they are. I hope you're not offended. That's just the truth. We'll be back. Here's Rodriguez.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Doctors say you should have your colon checked often. I'm not a doctor, but if you don't have your gun cleaned regularly, it'll get filled with crap too. And when it breaks, it could cost you your family. Don't let it happen to you. Go see my favorite gunsmith at myfavoritegunsmith.com. Give me a call or shoot me a text at 970-776-0258. That's my favorite gunsmith at myfavoritegunsmith.com, 970-776-0258.
So to end the program, because this is Holy Thursday, you should, I feel that you should know about what's coming. You should know the truth about what's happening in Ukraine, what's happening in relationship with China and Russia, what's going on in the unipolar West. America is now... The whole world is not going to be involved, will no longer be controlled by the petrodollar. Because of that, very shortly, the next administration after Donald Trump is completely ended his political career, which is coming to is going to come shortly, not right now. But when Donald Trump's political career has completely ended, and it is decided there will not be a 2024 election. At that point, then the next individual, who I believe will be Barack Obama, will return to the scene. And at that time, you're going to see clearly, more clearly, that we are in the final decade before Christ's return. And Psalm 83 takes place in that final decade, probably 8-9 years before the decade before Christ actually returns. After this war is finished with Israel taking out the terrorists along the northern border, the eastern border to all the way to the south, and to the southwest, the people, the terrorists in the Gaza Strip, when this is ended, then there's going to be a little bit of calm, but this is going to cause Russia to turn, and the nations with Russia that are aligned, have aligned themselves with Russia, Iran, Turkey, other nations in North Africa, Libya, and Ethiopia, then these nations, as a collective group of nations, they will begin an invasion into the Middle East to finish the job that the terrorists that surround Israel presently could not complete. They will come in to complete the job to destroy Israel, to occupy Israel. And they also, Russia, this will be Russia's demise. You're going to see Russia, as this conflict escalates over these next few days, I don't think this time, I think the fuse has been set. The final, there's going to be retaliation against Israel. Israel is going to retaliate thoroughly. There's going to be more retaliation than all of these nations in Jordan, Lebanon, Syria, Gaza Strip. There's going to be a concerted effort simultaneously to hit Israel from every angle. And Netanyahu is going to do something that the world is really going to be shocked at. The Israeli defense forces are going to hit with everything they have, and they're not going to spare one bullet, one bomb, one missile, nothing. And they are going to be completely victorious. Israel doesn't have to worry about replenishing military. They'll take all of the military equipment from the enemies and it will become Israeli property. That's it for today for Holy Thursday. God bless you. God bless you. Have a wonderful Passover. Talk to you again. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360, KHNC.com, the podcast.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
A soldier in Afghanistan whose neck had been deeply sliced by shrapnel had a pressure bandage applied for several hours, but no clot had formed. The pressure bandage was removed, bleed stop was applied, and within 2 minutes the bleeding had completely stopped. Bleed stop. Safe in the wound? Find bleed stop on the KHNC website. Simply click on the bleed stop button at the top of the page.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.